This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Ian, Eric, and Brittany Holgis were born and raised in the South. Family moved to California in 1996, and there they met Liz Hopkins, who has been their friend and musical collaborator ever since. The Holgis siblings have followed different paths, musically and geographically, since then, but they never forgot their Southern roots. After reconvening with Liz in 2009, the four of them moved to a country house in the woods of Durham, North Carolina, to focus on their lifelong passions for making music. The result is Delta Ray, a band that combines rock, folk, and country influences to create a sound they describe as gospel pop. And I'm pleased to welcome Delta Ray to the studio today. Ian Holgis on guitar and vocals, Eric Holgis on guitar, vocals, and keyboard, Brittany Holgis and Liz Hopkins on vocals, and we've got Mike McKee on drums and Grant Emerson on bass. Delta Ray, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So tell us about this whole journey. Eric, you're going to give us an idea where
Sure.
becoming members of the band. How'd you all come together?
Well, three of us knew each other from way back when because we are siblings. Brittany and Ian are my brother and sister, irrespectively. And
I mean, they don't respect you? No, that's not what you meant. Okay,
that is true. I mean, we'll get into that later, hopefully. No, we won't. But we grew up in the South. I was born in Durham. Ian was as well. And we moved to California when we were about 9. My dad's job took us out there.
Which was?
He's actually a toy inventor, so he got a...
How cool is that? 3 kids and a toy inventor.
It was a blast.
I followed them, too.
Very lucky.
Yeah. So you try stuff out on you? And
oh, yeah. Oh, we were guinea pigs. Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Do you still have any toys that, like, never made it to market?
But they're all over the place around our house.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a toy graveyard a little bit, but they got some play, for sure. He got a job out in California. We all moved out there. And I think within the first 3 years, we met Liz, and we have been singing together for a long time, for about 12 years now. But we all went to college and split up when that happened, and then sort of reconvened just a year ago and tried to give this thing a shot.
Liz, how did you end up meeting this group and get involved with them in the first place?
I've been good friends with them since about... We met in 7th grade, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But we started singing in a vocal group when we were all in high school. Ian and I were about 15. Eric was...
2 years younger.
2 years younger than that. And Brittany was 2 years younger than that. I'm not going to do the math. But we've been singing together for 10 or 12 years. We became good friends when we were in that... It was an a cappella group together.
Well, let's hear what happens when it all comes together. Will you play a song for us?
Absolutely.
Delta Ray.
I come from California, where you say no one grows old, and y'all drive too fast, but you say it so slow. And that southern style, baby, it always drives me crazy. And I start to laugh, 'cause I had never been to Memphis. But if you're there, I will pack my bags and go, 'cause I don't care if it never rains here. The sun's always shining, 'cause I never met a girl like you, and I'm tired of trying. When I have never been to Memphis. You're all crazy about Jesus.
Amen.
Back where you're from, you get baptized in rivers where the deep waters run. But that's all right by me. Yeah, I love that you believe. Something you can't touch, something you can't see. 'Cause I have never been to Memphis. But if you're there, I will pack my bags and go. Even though I've never been afraid of flying, but I am afraid to fall.
And I've been painting in by numbers while you're just splashing it on the wall. And I see the colors running, lets me know I'm heading home. Memphis, but if you're there,
I'm on my way.
Delta Ray live on The State of Things with a song called Memphis. Wow, what a great song.
Thank you very much.
So a band with Southern roots, you scatter to the winds, you all come together, you meet Liz, and then you end up in a house in the woods in Durham. How'd that all happen?
Well, I was working for Reynolds Price, a professor of mine at Duke, and I was just he and I in a house, and I got about 5 hours off a week. So I was not doing a whole lot and had a lot. I just was saving up money for the year and decided I wanted to buy a house and get my brother and sister and Liz back down here. And so we all moved in, and we have been living together for about a year and a half. Liz just moved out. So we're starting to spread out, but it was a really, really great place for us to all take root. And
yeah, and I'd like to really quickly just say it's not just the four of us in this band, and I know sometimes we forget to mention our very important rhythm section who's with us today, Mike McKee on drums and Grant Emerson on bass. They are both Raleigh Cary musicians and super talented. We're very lucky to have them. So just wanted to make
but
sure.
But not lucky
that.
To not share a house with them. They're lucky. They're lucky to not have to share it with us.
Yeah, as apparently Liz has found out, and she's moved on her separate ways. But so was the idea to come together and just live together, or was it to make a band?
It was to make a band.
Yeah.
And the idea was, let's keep the overhead really low, and let's have a place where we can rehearse at all hours of the night. And that's why we're completely out in the country, away from anything practical.
We really put that to use last night.
Yeah.
Getting ready for this. And Eric, you helped write the song Cooler Than Me with Mike Posner?
I did, yeah. I met Mike at Duke, I guess 2 years ago, and he approached me to be a singer in this band that he was starting, Mike Posner and the Brain Trust. And we wrote a bunch of songs together. Cooler Than Me was one of them. We went and did a show in L.A. and in South by Southwest. And next thing he knows, he's getting flown around meeting with Jay-Z and all of the major labels. And
for anybody who hasn't heard this double platinum disc, let's listen to this.
Cool.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me.
Cooler Than Me, I think, peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Top 100.
Yeah, it was crazy watching it just climb steadily and totally unexpected for me, too.
Well, is he cooler than you now? I mean, you're not making those.
We are in a competition, and I'd say right now maybe, but I'm working on it, you know? So this band's going to bring me up.
Let's show them what this band can do. Delta Ray, do another song?
Cool. All right.
If I loved you, life would be easy. There'd be no truth that I'd be scared of. I could walk through every valley and you'd light me with
with all of your love. But I don't.
Delta Ray live on The State of Things, a song called If I Loved You. Delta Ray is Ian, Eric, and Brittany Holgis, Liz Hopkins, Mike McKee, and Grant Emerson. You're starting on St. Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. I guess you're putting out free music on the website?
Yes.
And you've got, tell us about this, Great Mondays, G-R-A-E-T, Great
right,
Mondays.
Right.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, we purposely misspelled it because our name is Delta Ray, Delta R-A-E, so we threw it in there, and a little marketing we learned at Duke, I guess.
And people love puns, it turns out.
Yeah,
people are
do.
Very excited.
Everyone's jumping
about it.
On board.
The Beatles, B-E-A-T.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah, not saying, not drawing any comparisons, really, but, we give away a free song or a free video with a free download every Monday to sort of make everybody's work week a little better. And it's also good for us because we keep going in the studio and putting out new material. So.
Where's the name come from? Delta Ray.
My mom is a writer and she's working on a book right now that is about Greek mythology. It's a fiction. And the main character's name is Delta Ray. She's the little girl who awakens the Greek gods. So it's we
she
stole it from her.
Stole it from her. I was
yes,
going to say
exactly.
She's been working on it for a while.
Exactly. Yeah.
Together.
I mean, you're like, that's a great idea, Mom. See you later.
Might as well be your mom.
It's mythic.
So now, and I'm going to let you play us out in just a second, but I know you've got a story that you told on the story a couple days ago about this next song, Ooh, Caroline.
Yes.
Pretty cool story. Tell us again for those of us who you know, weren't listening at once.
Sure. Well, it's funny. Ian, you want to take the lead on this?
Yeah, sure. Well, we grew up, like we mentioned, in the South, and one of the places we grew up was in Georgia. From about the age, I was 6 to 11 when we were there. And there was a girl across the street named Caroline, super cute. Everybody in the neighborhood had a crush on her. And we finally, you know, we moved out to California, and I had a picture of Caroline in my room. And she was always still in my head just as sort of the girl that got away. And so I ended up writing this chorus of a song that was about sort of not being able to move on with any other relationship because the perfect girl and the memory of the perfect girl is still back home. And so Eric picked it up and we finished writing it just about 8 years after it was first conceived. And then we're in
New York
playing at in a tiny little room called Rockwood Music Hall with Delta Ray. And I hadn't seen Caroline in 12 years, and she walks in the door while we're playing the song.
Song.
And then she fell in love with you, and you ran off
so
and got married.
Close. She actually she came in with her boyfriend.
It was a bit of a heartbreaker.
Close.
Well, we'll get to hear the song anyway. There was at least something productive that came out of it. First, I'm going to say goodbye, then I'm going to let you play the song. You can see Delta Ray at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh next Friday, March 11th, and they're going to be at Cherry Bomb Grill in Raleigh March 25th. For more information, visit deltaray.com. And yes, Ray is spelled R-A-E. That's our program for today. Thanks for listening to The State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Here's Delta Ray.
One, two, three, four. Last night, I thought I heard the screen door slam. And I thought about it. You'd run away and break your heart again. So I'm moving on and driving downtown to a bottle of flashing lights, where I'll meet a nice girl. She'll invite me to come inside, but she'll ask me, and she'll ask me, and she'll ask if I'm all right. But I'm not, ooh, ooh, Caroline. Keep leaving back doors in my mind. It's all the time, and I can't keep waiting for ya. Ooh, ooh, Caroline. Make something better hard to find. It's all the time, and I can't keep waiting for ya. No, no. 5 years ago, I thought I'd found my wife, and I still believe it, but my time with you has been an upper climb.